The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop is about to present its second program dedicated to you and to the magic of radio. Before we do, we wish to thank you for your generous response to our request for your opinions on the experiment we demonstrated of radio technique versus stage technique. During long rehearsals of the stage play with a parabolic microphone, we learned a great many things which, added to your opinions of the broadcast, have led us to decide to continue the investigations in the use of the parabolic microphone for radio drama. More than 80% of the letters told us that the stage play presented exactly as it would be in the theater, allowing the artist freedom of movement, enhanced the illusion of dramatic reality. Because of your interest and response, we're planning further experiments along this line with modified equipment which will enable us to overcome some of the difficulties we encountered, and with dramatic scripts which will be shaped especially for the scope of the parabolic microphone. The first will be ready in a few weeks. Tonight, we're presenting, as another experiment, the work of a new radio writer, Leopold Prosser. Mr. Prosser has constructed an unusual radio play called Broadway Evening. Broadway Evening has no plot. It is an ear impression of an evening in the life of an average New York man and woman on Broadway. Many of the sounds that you'll hear will actually come from the crossroads of the world to form an authentic background for our play.
Times Square, the Great White Way, the main stem, the street of broken dreams, of fame and fortune, of hope and disillusion. Its great hotels would house a city full of people. Its restaurants would feast them. Its electric signs would light all their streets. The sayings of its sages, the soothsayers and its philosophers would keep them reading for a lifetime. As bright as noon the whole day long, more stars than there are in heaven, the gayest spot in all America. The world beats to the pulse of Broadway, and its heart is the crowd that moves beneath its gaudy halo. Great ships bring them here, and swift airplanes. They come in 1,000 trains and 10,000 automobiles, in huge buses, and sometimes on foot. Visitors from the furthermost reaches of the United States, from all the Americas, pleasure seekers from the ends of the earth, they speed over it in taxicabs and up and down its buildings and fast elevators. But mostly, they walk up and down its sidewalk. You see this crowd on the stage, in the movie houses, on the screen as shadows. It is to be found between the pages of books and caught in the paintings of countless artists. Its movements, its colors, its smells are known everywhere. Its gaily dressed throngs, its pet children, and even its beggars are the material for a never-ending stream of drama. No source of pleasure is unknown to it, and many know its misery. It speaks all languages, in every tone, with every gesture. It is strident, fast, and living. Most of all, it is unceasing. Here is its voice.
Broadway Evening by Leopold Prosser.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm not touching the subway platform without newsboys shoving past.
Well, you gotta hustle to make a living nowadays, I suppose.
What'd you say?
I say you gotta hustle to make a living.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, Harry, I'll be seeing you.
Come on, Fred, come on. Well, come on. Get your lady coming here.
Well, it's all my horoscope this morning. Under influence of Venus.
Yeah?
What'd I say?
Oh, a lot of things. They got my character down pat.
A lot of hooey, if you ask me.
Yes, sir. Bring Boston to an outpost just as I predict.
Coincidence.
What'd you say?
I said coincidence.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny, though, just the same. Hey, you better watch yourself.
Yeah, get in the car.
Well, that reminds me, I gotta get something for Junior's car. That ad up there, think it's any good?
Can't tell. Why'd you get some and try it?
You don't know what to get nowadays.
Well, bone in and time. Get your coffee.
Better rewind the drawers in the bedroom chest. A lot of dust collected. Now, where it all comes from?
Wind blows it from the street, I suppose.
Right, just 1 minute and it all settles again the next minute.
Double
faces.
Sure,
a fellow that always plays the dumb guy. You know the one.
Oh, that's before 6 o'clock. 85 cents after six.
Can't argue. She's good looking. That's all.
Up in the gallery. We might as well be outside.
A complete show, dinner and dancing.
I'm having such a cheap crowd there.
Gotta watch yourself in weather like this. First thing you know, you're down with a grip or something.
That's right. Gosh, it's getting muggy again.
Yeah, it feels like another scorcher.
Yeah.
Well, cool inside the moving picture houses.
Well, that's something. Boy, it's been hot.
And some say it can't be done. Out in California, the land in the midnight sun, they use it all the time. Now, here you are, folks. Not a dollar, not 50 cents, but only one dime. For a dime, you get the greatest invention.
What's the name, Sarah? I don't know.
It's
that.
Only 10
needs a new trend, something the repairman said.
Did you tell him we got new tubes on me last week?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Well,
it's not the tubes, it's the... What did he say now? Oh, yeah, the transformer, that's it. We need a new transformer.
How much will that cost?
Well, he said he'd let me know.
Well, don't let him put anything over on you.
Shine, mister.
You want to go in here?
It's all right with me.
Huh?
Huh?
Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you never know what to get in these places.
Guess whatever you want.
Well, I don't know what I want. Well, here's all I have some eggs. Will you give me two fried eggs? Fry them on both sides.
Fry two, over.
I'll take the bacon with that. Well done, please.
Bacon with it, well.
Why, whole wheat, rolls.
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat. Yes, sir, yours.
What kind of soup you got?
Clam chowder, English beef. Yankee bean.
Yankee bean.
On the dinner?
No, just soup.
Yankee bean, all off.
Now, I'll take one of those veal cutlets. That one.
This one?
No.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Vegetables?
Well, let's see.
Cauliflower, spinach plain, cabbage, spinach cream.
Well, spinach cream.
Spinach cream, yes, sir. Spring beans, french fried potatoes, Brussels sprouts, peas, macaroni, mashed potatoes.
Mashed.
Here you are, sir. Check.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Here's my check. Say, do you mind putting a little gravy on the mash?
Not at all. Gravy on the mash.
Gravy on the mash!
Gravy on the mash!
Apple pie with ice cream.
Apple Ola.
Chowder.
Chowder.
Carrots and
peas.
French fries.
French fries.
Coffee.
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 Tea.
Tea. Cream or lemon?
Cream.
Cream.
Coffee.
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 Fry two.
Liver.
Milk.
This one.
That one.
That one.
This one.
A
la.
A la.
A la.
Milk.
China.
Pie.
Chocolate.
Pie. Carrots.
Pie.
Coffee.
Bread.
Medium.
Toast. Butter.
Cheese. Pie.
Boiled. Check. Coffee. Check.
Starting. No waiting. Complete show just going on. Get your tickets for a complete show.
Two, please.
Just in time to see a complete show just going on. No waiting. No standing alone. Complete show just going on.
Standing room only on the main floor. Seats in the balcony. Standing room only on the main floor, sir. There are good seats in the balcony.
What time now?
The feature, sir. Been on 35 minutes. Standing room only downstairs.
Should we go upstairs?
No, let's stand downstairs for a while.
All right.
Dorothy, I didn't expect to find you here.
I'm going away, Reggie.
Going away, Dorothy? Why?
Well, I realize it's all over between us. You and Bob Viola. And I... Well, there doesn't seem to be any good reason for my staying around anymore.
Let's sit here.
Okay.
Gee. Thanks, Dorothy. You're swell.
Yes. Well, I guess it's goodbye.
Yes. Goodbye.
Reginald.
Yes, Dorothy.
Aren't you going to... I mean, for old time's sake. Won't you kiss me goodbye?
Kiss you goodbye?
Well,
of course, Dorothy.
Well, how nice.
Viola.
That's Louise, darling. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Please don't let me interrupt.
Viola, we were just...
That's all right, Reginald. You don't have to justify yourself to me. I have eyes.
But Viola, darling, listen to me. Dorothy and I...
Please don't make matters worse by lying. You're free to act as you please.
Viola, listen to me. Viola, you don't understand. Let me explain. Viola, you must listen to me. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand.
Single down front, madam. There are plenty of seats on the far aisle.
If you don't like it.
I don't like any kind of cocktails. I just take one to keep you company.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Find something you're keeping me at two bits of throat.
Oh, stop your kidding. There's no cover charge.
Yeah, and lucky for me, there isn't a cover charge. If you order in drinks you don't even like...
Well, you like them well enough. You've had four.
All right, so what? I said anything about not buying you anymore? I'm paying for yours too, ain't I?
Just for that, I'll have another one.
Yeah? Well, don't ask for two olives this time.
Why not? What's your difference?
Oh, a lot of difference.
What, for instance?
Oh, skip it. Just stand.
Okay.
Get a fresh Giacardino.
Dynamo.
Fresh Giacardino.
Dynamo.
Fresh Giacardino.
all about it. Morning papers. Get your copy here. Read all about the morning
papers. Ballroom dancing. Continuous dancing. Ballroom dancing. 50 beautiful dance partners. Continuous dancing. Ballroom dancing.
I knew it was stifled in that dining and dance place. Fresh air cleans your head.
You sure does. Terrible hot in there.
You don't notice it till you come out here in the open.
Yeah. Open air feels much cooler after that hot joint.
You don't feel so choked up. You can breathe easier.
You sure can.
Ballroom dancing. Modern ballroom dancing. 50 beautiful dance partners. Continuous dancing.
Took me the longest time to get over the sunburn I got in the beach last summer.
I thought you rubbed that lotion on it.
Yeah, I did, but it didn't do much good.
No, I guess not.
You better rub it on before.
Oh, before the sun gets you?
Yeah, then it doesn't burn so bad.
Well, why didn't you?
Oh, I don't know. Guess you don't think about it at the time.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
I am up next step. I am up.
What's the matter? You color blind? Can't you see the red light?
Yes, officer.
And why do you go ahead?
Yes, officer.
Green means go, red means stop.
Yes, officer.
All right, then. See if you remember next time.
Yes, officer.
All right, take it out again.
Yes, officer.
Go on,
I'm
only better.
I'm up. I'm up.
I'm up.
I'm up.
I'm
up.
Take a look at the craters in the moon. See the craters in the moon. Put your eye through the telescope. See the craters in the moon.
There was a big hole in the living room coffin when it came back from the cleaners.
I thought you said there was a hole in it when you spent it.
There was, but it wasn't so big.
John, mister. John, him up. John, him up. John, him up. John.
Come right inside. That's right. Now get right down here. Come on, here, folks. Get down here. Don't let him yell so loud. The boys can't yell anymore. All right. Now, here you are. What is it? What is it? It's a watch. No, lady, it's not a solid gold watch. And I'm not going to sell it to you as a solid gold watch. And I'm not going to sell it to you for the price of a solid gold watch. In fact, by the time I'm finished, I say, by the time I'm finished, you'll wonder whether I'm going to sell it at all. You'll wonder whether I don't intend to give it away. Look at the watch, ladies and gentlemen. All right, pass me another of the same article, Brad. That's right, Brad, that's right. A man couldn't wish for a better assistant. These watches, ladies and gents, are solid 14-carat roll gold-plated cases. There's only two of them, and the cases are solid 14-carat roll gold-plated cases. Now, you'll ask me, what's the difference between that and the gold you pay for on watches at the swell stores, charge you 50 and $100 and $200 for. And I know you all buy one or two of them watches every week. What's the difference? Well, I'd be telling a lie if I said I knew. Yes, I'd be telling a lie. But I know this much. That those swell stores where you pay $200 and $300 for a watch don't have any rent to pay there on the swanky avenues. Oh, no. And they don't have any insurance to pay. They don't have to pay for the uniforms with solid silver buttons on the la-di-da dorman. They don't have to pay for the elegant attendance in tuxedos at 10 o'clock in the morning to help you select your monogram cufflinks. Oh, no. And that's why they can give you things for cheap. But I have to pay to have my windows cleaned every 6 months and the floor swept. And so that's why I've got to charge you $500 for a watch, and the Tony stores only charge you $10. Yes, ladies and gents, $10 was what I was getting for these solid 14-carat roll gold-plated watches this morning. But for you folks, I'm going to do better, because I know you have confidence in me, see? Not 10, not 9, not 8. Here, wait a minute, tell you what I'll do. You folks are going to be glad you came in here tonight. Hand me one of them there rings, Fred. One of them 18-carat solid roll gold-plated engagement rings with a genuine stone. That's it, Fred. We've been together for a long time, eh, Fred? You trust me, and I don't trust you. Hold it up, and they can all see. Now, ladies and gents, take these two articles together. The 14-carat solid roll gold-plated watch and the 18-carat solid roll gold-plated ring.
John.
Got him, officer.
Save the police a job.
Notice how they all die young. It said that hardly any of them reached 40.
40's a good age for a gangster.
Young to die, though.
Well, they got it coming, though.
Yeah, I guess they have. They kill each other off, soon be none of them left.
There'll always be some. As long as there's money.
Yeah, and women.
That's right. There's always a woman mixed up in it somewhere. All turns on money or women in the long run.
Well, that isn't so long, either.
Yep. Fast life and a gay one.
Can't be so gay.
Maybe not. But plenty fast.
Two francs?
Fruit drink with them?
Fruit drink?
Frank, put it with it.
Two dogs to go.
Those cocktails have gone to my head.
Yeah, got quite a kick in them.
Cocktails always make me a little dizzy.
Well, I suppose that's what they're for.
Yeah, but you got to drink a lot of them.
They charge too much.
That's right. Nothing in them. Must be all profit.
Well, you get away with it.
Sure do. It's a good business.
Well, business if you know how to work it.
Well, they know.
They sure do.
Yeah, bet they do.
Now bring all about it. Get your coffee up the morning.
Oh, was it quite in a day? Everything worth doing takes time. Nothing worth doing is done in a hurry.
How about winning a horse race?
Ah, let them that are suckers enough to bet on horses, bet on horses. Yeah. Let them bet their last pair of pants if they want to. If you're going to be a sucker, you're going to be a sucker, and I can't do anything about it.
Yes, you can. Give us the winners.
All right. You can laugh. But this matter can change your bread and butter, I tell you. It touches the fundamental solidarity of the only stop that got left to stand. It's your like you and me can. They're content to plod around and round and round without gaining anything from going round and round. But you and I, having the faculty of human intelligence, don't have to go round and round. We can get someplace. We don't have to emulate the squirrel or get someplace. So men learn the truth about things. Don't be content to go as the squirrel goes round and round and round.
Thank you.
those big shot musicians are worth. Supposed to play in the high class music hall at the
Hard to say. Must be worth plenty, though.
They say that if they played in the street, nobody would take the slightest notice.
I suppose so. Well, they got good publicity agents.
Well, I guess you better have something to get those big audiences and your picture in the newspaper.
Yeah. I guess they know their stuff all right.
Must be a lot just as good, though. Gotta get a break. That's all.
Right. That's right. You gotta get a break.
I am up.
Take one home to the kiddies. They're only 10 cents. They're only a dime. Take one home to the kiddies, folks.
Here
you are. They're only 10 cents.
You won't have to rock me to sleep tonight.
I'm pretty tired, too.
Been a lot of walking.
Yep. Time tires you out.
Gosh, I never knew I could get so tired. That's the cocktails help, too.
Yeah. They make you feel sleepy.
You got any nickels?
Yeah, I got some. And I'll watch your step there.
I forgot to get those calls, Joe.
Oh, scoops of other time.
Oh, gee, I'm sleepy.
So am I. Look at the craters on the moon.
That's the target.
14 carats solid gold craters.
Time square.
Take it out of there.
Ready on the mat.
Lord Moon, Evelyn, star out.
Jack.
Speaking about the
moon. Off wrong, they say. Sunburn,
well, good dinner. Out of danger.
Close drink with it. Close drink with it.
Squirrels,
5 cents
a bag.
Squirrels, 5 cents a bag.
Columbia Workshop has presented as an experiment in radio drama Leopold Sosa's impressionistic radio play, Broadway Evening. Although all the voices you heard performing in the script came from Workshop Studio, practically all sound effects were actually taking place during this past half hour on Broadway and picked up by our microphones to furnish an authentic background to this play. We hope you liked Broadway Evening, and we would like to receive your comments. Tune in next week at the same time for another broadcast of the Columbia Workshop. The Columbia Workshop is directed by Irving Reese. Brewster Morgan assisted in the presentation of Broadway Evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.